This is the Chicago Golf Report podcast, hosted by Walter Liss. Today's guest is Marcus Westerberg, founder of DeWiz Golf.
It's remarkable what you've done. And I think if we go to, I think a statement on your website, 50,000 hours of research, testing, and development. Can you kind of give an idea what it's taken to produce this type of a product, this DeWiz?
Well, so first of all, when we started out, me and my co-founder, Christian Berg, we had this embryo of an idea that we wanted to be able to give a feedback instantly when the golfer made a swing that he or she didn't want to do so that the brain faster could learn, because we all know how hard it is to change a golf swing. And we got started out, we got investors involved very early, and then we went to a development company we're still using. And we came with this idea, and they said, basically, this you can't do it. It can't be done with the technology that exists. So that's a start of a lot of development hours. But after 3 weeks, 6 weeks, and they said, well, it's very difficult. We checked with all the bright minds in the business, and then we worked together. And then one day they said, well, we have an idea. And after that, there was a lot of more testing and development, but it's been a fantastic road, a fantastic process, and we learned so much. And right now, today, we are so grateful for this long road, because thanks to this, we are now able to extract basically lots of extremely interesting and new, brand new data points that the golf world hasn't seen before.
And I think in addition to that, valuable information that the golf world hasn't seen, valuable for not only golf instructors, this is the key though for me, because I've tested a lot of products where I get a lot of data, but I'm not a professional. I need somebody to help me. But there's things within DeWiz that immediately can help the golfer. Can you explain like the difference between what's beneficial for the golf instructor and also how it can be beneficial for the golfer?
Yes, exactly. And that's our key word you mentioned there, Walter, valuable. Whatever we do, it needs to bring value to the golfer, to the DeWiz user. Like one data point that's actually never been around, the length of your backswing, which is we've all talked about the length of the backswing in various ways, controlling your wedge shots with the length of the backswing, increasing your length of backswing to increase your club speed and hit longer drives, or making your backswing shorter to control your shots. And this is something that the club golfer can easily understand and easily use. We present the length of the backswing in centimeters or in inches, and everyone knows that it's 52 inches longer than 50 inches. So it's kind of self-explanatory and therefore very useful.
One of the things that Matt Lawrence showed me at the golf show from your team was the importance of length of backswing, like you said, not only to distance, right? Because the longer the arc, potentially the longer that you're going to hit the ball, but also controlling distance with wedges. And he showed me a component of the app, the DeWiz app, that allowed me to practice my distance control and my wedges. I haven't seen anything like this before. How did you come up with an idea for something like that?
Well, so the length of the backswing controls the length of the shot. We know that for a long time. And if you go back to various other models, like you're trying to swing hip height or chest height, or dividing your backswing into various portions to control your wedge shots. And you have the clock system that's been used for a long time, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock swings, etc. The problem with that is you don't really know when you're practicing whether you get to that desired distance or not. You can use camera, which is a 2D thing. It's useful, but not quite accurate. And you also go by feel a lot. But now through DeWiz, so what we do is it's very simple. You make three full swings with one of your wedges. Like for me, it's about 140 centimeters, pardon for speaking in metric terms here. And then I divide it by 20 centimeters or 8 inches gapping to get my three wedge swings. You can even go to four wedge swings, which some people enjoy. And then just very fast, you will get an idea how long those shorter swings are, and you get immediate feedback in the app. And the app also has various programs that you can help to learn these distances. And once you do, you get on the launch monitor or just on your normal driving range, and you know what the carry distances are. And very quickly, you get that little chart which you then can use in the golf course, because we know that the feel is useful up to about 25, 30 yards. After that, the system, like the length of backswing system, is favorable.
That's such a great point, 25 to 30 yards, because I read that latest data shows that it's that those short shots, so preferably 50 yards to 100 yards, that distance, being able to know those distances, that's the difference between amateurs like myself and then, you know, as you get at higher levels in the game. And one of the things that struck me when I was going through the demonstration with Matt at the Chicago Golf Show was how he could predict exactly how long he was going to hit the ball because of the fact that he's been using the app and he's testing. And he said, okay, I went to here, this is where it's going to be. And he'd guess the yardage. And he was within a yard every time. It was remarkable and really makes you wonder, you know, I know like you have like Annika Sorenstam is featured as one of your people, obviously very well known for her distance control and her accuracy. But this just seems like a whole different level of capabilities. And I just wonder, like people who are getting to that point where you're able to control your distance, that's going to make a huge difference. That's one of the things I can't wait to practice as our weather gets a little bit better here is distance control and improving between 50 and 100 yards.
Yeah, that's fantastically easy to do. And we're talking about Matt here, and he's far from a professional. And we're talking about Annika Sorenstam, maybe the best female golfer ever who have played the game. And the best players, they have 3 to 4 different wedge swings apart from the full swing. But now if you're looking at the club golfer, just having one more swing than the full swing is going to be hugely beneficial to control your approach shots from those like you said, those 50 to 100 yards where we have so many shots. And I mean, speaking honestly, a lot of club golfers miss the green from these distances, and that's very frustrating to say the least.
Yeah, it really is. And I think that's the head scratcher for a lot of folks is we get to a certain point, we're here in two, I'm, you know, 120 yards away. And that's where things go south, right? Because I don't know exactly how long I'm kind of going by whatever method I have, but this changes the game. Now there's another component of DeWiz, which is the biofeedback alerts. Can you talk a little bit about that and the benefit of those?
Yeah, that's really why we built DeWiz in the first place. Because again, changing a golf swing is really difficult. And what we wanted to do was to be able to give a feedback immediately to the golfer, let's say like my co-founder, Christian, he was going over the top, getting that slicey swing. And immediately as you break a threshold that you set in the app, let's say going over the top, you will feel it immediately. But more importantly, your brain will know, okay, that's not the path I was supposed to take, which in layman's terms and simple terms kind of not stores that swing, and that's why learning gets faster. So the learning stimuli of the WIS is a key feature. We're very happy about it, and we see fantastic results.
Another metric that I noticed within DeWiz is steepening shallowing. This is something that I've struggled. I've been very steep for a long time. Last year, I just made a commitment that I was going to work on getting more and more shallow, and I saw immediate results, but I never had a way to track it like I could with DeWiz.
Now, this is another metric that I'm not saying we have invented it. It's been talked about for a long time. It's still very trendy looking at, and it's a separator between the best players and higher handicap golfers. And we're looking at the shaft and transition. We're looking at how the shaft moves 4 inches down in the downswing from turn and 4 inches down. Is the shaft shallowing or is it steepening? And this is, of course, we can see in our data from millions of golf swings that the higher the handicap, the more they are steepening the swing in shaft in transition. And it's actually one of our most talked about data points at the moment. And it's I think it can be great value for all golfers.
So we're kind of talking about the benefits for myself as, like you said, a club golfer. What are the benefits for instructors? I saw that you have an instructor here locally at Kemper Lakes, but you know, obviously instructors are looking at data a lot differently than the club golfer. Can you talk about what instructors can learn from this data?
Yeah, again, I'm being an instructor myself. You have your eyes and you have your feel of the golf swing, but having exact metrics to compare, just to compare the length of the backswing, it gives me information as an instructor to know, okay, this is exactly what I'm seeing. Did you lose me there, Walter?
Nope, still there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I can see exactly what I'm seeing from the student, and I can see the difference between swings, which can be just a few degrees. Looking at the steepening shallowing thing, is like that shaft looked like it was shallowing, but okay, it was shallowing a little bit or more. And length of the backswing, another thing, just it's hard to see with your eyes just what extent is that difference. And it's a great way for me to communicate to the students, because I could say, yeah, Walter, your backswing was a little bit shorter there, and you go like, what's a little bit? And it felt like that. Then I can go, okay, it was 45 inches. The last one was 47. It gets very clear way of communicating to the students.
We've had a very mild winter here. In fact, I was able to play with the DeWiz on the golf course in February, which is never happens here. And what struck me was how simple it was to set up and then how well it did with reading my swing. So I had, you could hear there's like an audible ding. And then when I take my swing, it catches it. And then you're let you know. And then I could literally, while I'm in the cart going to the next hole, I'm looking at the avatar of my swing. How does that seems like it had to be an immense amount of data you're collecting, but then you're putting right into the swing avatar that I could see immediately. That seems mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, yeah. Just the swing avatar. This is a very clean avatar swinging a golf club, and just you can see on the avatar the hands matching the curve of the hand path, the way your hands have moved, and the backswing and downswing, which gives you a great idea of the swing you've made. And actually, the avatar is swinging in the exact same tempo that you just swung. And apart from that, of course, we have our data points to further explain what's been going on. But it's a great thing you mentioned there, Walter, about taking the DeWiz to the golf course, because this is a value I see as an instructor with my students, so they can know their numbers. Okay, this is how long my backswing is, or this is my tempo, whatever, on the driving range. And this is what I want, and this is what my instructor says that I should do. Take it to the golf course and see what happens, because we had taken a lot of looks at swings on the golf course, and there's going to be a change. And we all know what the longest walk in golf is.
One of the things Matt showed me too, which I wasn't aware of, is that if you have a good swing, you could tap the phone and mark it as being, okay, that was the good one. So you go back, look at the data afterwards and say, those were the ones that you liked.
Yeah, that's what we recommend. I mean, when you hit that perfect shot, tap it. You can tap once on the DeWiz button and it will be favorite marker. You can do it in your app, and then you can go back and look at the only favorites and see, like, yeah, this is how I'm swinging when I'm swinging the way I want to do. So those numbers are something to strive for.
So I'll finish up with a couple more rapid fire questions for you. I noticed on the website, there's a mention of tennis. Tennis is a sport I started getting into during the pandemic. And it certainly seems like there was potential applications with DeWiz for tennis. Can you talk a little bit about what your vision is in incorporating in that sport?
Yeah, DeWiz has a lot of applications and the verticals that we could go into, because the technology is very broad and applicable. And we haven't started development yet in tennis, but the raw, the platform is very versatile, so it can be used for many sports, such as one of them is tennis, of course.
So I'll finish up then, Marcus, with the five-year vision that you have. This is a game-changing technology, works so well seamlessly with the app. It's not even buggy, right? It's usually, from a lot of the products I've tested, it's like difficult. They're not pairing well. The data's not coming in well. This works really well. What's your vision for DeWiz in, say, 5 years from now? Where would you like to see the product in kind of evolving into?
Yeah, it makes me happy to hear that you find it very seamless. And that's one of our main goals. We want to be a high quality product, not a gadget. And in 5 years, we want to be a part of, I'm not going to say every golfer's bag, but we want to be in a lot of golfers' bags, part of the normal setup, what you have in your gear, comes with gloves and tees and everything. I want the DeWiz to be there as a helper, because what we want to do is we want to enable golfers to unlock their potential and play better golf and enjoy the game we all love so much. And that's why we got into this. And that's, we want to grow. We want to reach more golfers in more countries, and we want to help golfers play better golf, basically.